As we observe our children, sometimes God gives us insight about ourselves. Hi, I'm Steve Douglas for Making Your Life Count, and Shannon Popkin relates how a video game and the illusion of control provided one such lesson.
I bought a video game controller at a garage sale, and when I got it home, I realized that it didn't work. And I would have pitched it, but it solved this huge problem that we were having in our home at that time. Because at that point, my youngest was about 2 years old. And the older two, whenever they were playing video games, Cade would be climbing all over them and trying to wrestle their controllers out of their hands. So here's what the kids would do. They would settle Cade in his little beanbag chair between them and give him the broken controller. And he was completely content. He would push the little buttons and watch the figures dancing around on the screen.
As Shannon observed his contentment in thinking that he was in control, she imagined what she might look like to God when she tries to take control.
And I think that's such a good picture of me sometimes, because as I see all of life playing out on the three-dimensional screen all around me, I feel like I'm pushing the buttons. I'm in control. I'm making it all happen. I feel this sense of urgency, like it's all up to me. Like I have to take control, because what if I didn't take control? What would happen then? And then there are these moments in life when God sort of leans low out of heaven and invites me to surrender control to him. He already is in control. And so I don't have to stress out and obsess and worry and fret over the things that I can't control in the first place.
Surrendering control to God frees us from weights we were never meant to carry. For more encouraging stories, go to MakingYourLifeCount.com.